Manu Patra alerts dated the 20th of September 2017. Supreme Court has put an end to old practice of allowing senior lawyers to mention cases seeking their out-of-turn listing and hearing. The court made it clear that now onwards only advocates on record, AOR, would be authorized to mention cases for out-of-turn hearing. Supreme Court has directed Unitech to pay litigation costs to home buyers who have succeeded before the Grievance Redressal Commission in their lawsuit against the real estate major. Madras High Court has ordered that a floor test should not be conducted in Tamil Nadu Assembly until further orders, and that elections should also not be conducted to 18 Assembly constituencies declared vacant pursuant to the disqualification of dissident AIADMK MLA. Supreme Court has dismissed Centre's appeal against the Punjab and Haryana High Court's 2010 judgment, granting disability pension on the ground of delusional disorder, to the respondent, Manjeet Singh. Supreme Court has sought to know from the Centre details of steps it has taken to create awareness about ill effects of drugs and check its supply. Delhi High Court has pulled up city civic body for calling effigy makers encroachers of public land, and destroying and confiscating the effigies of Demon King Ravan. Delhi High Court has issued a public notice inviting suggestions from the general public on media reporting of court matters, including whether real-time reporting, live tweeting, of court proceedings should be permitted. Bombay High Court has held that formulations containing less than 135 milligrams of dextropropoxifen cannot be classified as a narcotic or a narcotic drug within the meaning of Section 2H of Medicinal and Toilet Preparations, Excise Duties, Act 1955, and hence are not liable for state excise duty. The Bombay High Court has said that Maharashtra police cannot become private guards, while directing state government to review each and every case in which police protection has been given. Hyderabad High Court has issued orders to Srikakulam district officials not to damage stand-in crops in Vamsathara project affected villages till harvest stage. Central Information Commission has ordered an inquiry into the exchange of old currency notes after demonetization at post office branches in Pinto Park in the Air Force area in South Delhi after an RTI applicant raised suspicion of fraud and irregularities in the exchange of currency. Central Government has extended period for submitting the declaration in form GST Tran 1 till the 31st of October 2017.